Hey Sheldon, how are you?
Good, how you guys doing?
Good. We're with Sheldon Creed, who made it very exciting in the last two laps here with the bold move coming out of turn two. We'll go straight to questions for Sheldon, and we'll kick it off with Dustin Albino. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Sheldon, good run. Are you frustrated with the way, not getting the win, or happy that, you put the two bad finishes to rest?
I'm happy I put those to rest and we had a good truck funny, which was really nice. But I know exactly where I lost it. I wanted to go break the draft, not realizing how close he was to me off of three, and I let him get to the top. And that's pretty much where it was over. I should have never let him get to the top. So I'll remember that, and that's a good lesson to learn. So I'll take that with me. But yeah, just proud of my guys. They worked really hard after Homestead. We have not been good. We've been racing in the back half of the top 10, and that's really frustrating. So, yeah, it feels good to run up front again and be able to drive how I want and be aggressive and have a good truck underneath me. So, yeah, I'm happy with the finish, and hopefully we can keep this momentum rolling.
Thank you.
Next, we'll take a question from Nick Lewis. Go ahead, Nick.
Sheldon, you said that, you were running toward the back half of the top 10, and now you're glad to be running up front. What changed between those trucks and the truck that you brought today?
The truck we brought today is a truck we ran with Atlanta. Those tracks are just slick, and I feel like GMS as a whole, just as a company, we've struggled there, Atlanta and Homestead. So I knew coming here we would be a little bit better, at least just with a higher grip track, and really the next few tracks, Kentucky, Kansas, Texas, were usually pretty decent. So I knew we'd be a little bit better, but I knew we still had to work on things. And Jeff and Sam did a really good job there on the pull down for, two and a half days this week, just trying stuff and got something that they felt they were happy with. And man, I was like, just whatever you guys want to roll with, I'll drive it and I'll tell you if it works or not. So, thankfully, it worked well.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Zach Sterniolo. Go ahead, Zach.
Sheldon, what gave you the confidence to make that move over there in turn two? Three watts really those last couple of laps. I know that it was pretty hairy out there. What was going through your mind at that moment?
Yeah, I kind of built up that confidence throughout the race. It was pretty much that first green flag run we had. Not green flag run, but some of those restarts, I had the 16 below me, and I was able to hang it on the outside through there. I knew I could be pretty aggressive into the corner, and that's mainly where I made all my passes. I passed the 99 there, the 38 I got there, and pretty much all my passes were made through the tunnel turn where I could just be really aggressive into it, and the truck would stay turning through the bumps, even if I was sliding a little bit or whatever. Just I kind of built that confidence through the race, and I got a huge run, and I knew I'd be tied if I stayed behind them. So I just used the huge run, and the 51 didn't drag me back as much as I thought I would. And I got clear and was able to go back wide open and clear myself. And that was really nice. And then, man, I gave it away on the front straightaway. I let him have the top, and I should have never done that.
Thanks.
Next up, we'll take a question from Scott Walsh. Go ahead, Scott.
Sheldon, you won the first two stages. Can you just talk a little bit about how tough though it was to get maybe in any kind of a rhythm with all the cautions that were going on out there?
Yeah, the biggest thing is we weren't getting tire wear. So I was trying to see what the truck was doing just so I could give the guys information when we did stop. And the truck was driving really good there on the short run. We were tight, so it was really good for those. But man, that was good restart practice there. It's hard to nail restarts back to back, and I feel like I did a good job. And I had like a different person behind me almost every time, so they did a good job pushing. And the 16 actually was clear into one and into two coming to that stage in. And after all those restarts, I wasn't letting them have it easy, and just stuck it on the top, and it stuck. So yeah, it's hard to get into rhythm when it's like that, but also good restart practice.
Next, we'll take a question from Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Sheldon, you talked about referenced on your TV interview. You thanked Josh Wise, and you also referenced you kind of had been questioning yourself a little bit. What were you kind of questioning, or what were kind of the things that you were kind of felt like you were struggling with here recently that you were referencing in that TV interview?
Josh Weiss has been great for me. I work with him at pretty much every day of the week and everything like that. But I don't know. I think it goes back to how the truck's driving. You know, it's really hard to make decisions when I was just so loose every weekend we've gone to. I've just been wrecking loose every time we've unloaded, and it's really hard to make decisions when you're like that. Because if you go low, you know you're going to be loose off, and if you go high, you're going to be super loose in behind them. So I don't know. I feel like I was struggling with decision making, and I don't know. You watch some guys drive loose race cars, and I feel like I'm one that can do it pretty good. And I'd see other people that were loose driving away from me. I don't know if I was that much more loose or anything, but I don't know. I guess that stuff gets to your head after a few weeks of it. And Josh is pretty good at keeping my spirits up, but I mean, I'm a super competitive person, and I want to run up front, and I want to be able to do stuff like I did today. Like, I want to be able to make a show out of it and drive really aggressive and do what I want with the race truck. And today I had something that I could do that with.
Thank you.
Our final question for Sheldon will come from Steven Taranto. Go ahead, Steven.
Sheldon, going back to your results in ARCA, you've had a pretty good track record at Pocono. You had a couple second place finishes in ARCA today, another second place finish. This is such a unique racetrack, and it can be a very challenging one for a driver who isn't used to it. What exactly is it about Pocono that suits you and your driving style?
I don't know. It's not the same old mile and a half that we go to every week, which, I mean, they're all different, but this place is cool. It's like a road course a little bit. You're trying to tie a lap together. I just love how all three ends are different. You're not dealing with the same thing in every corner, and your truck may do something different in one that it does in two or three. So I just like this place. It's been good to me. It's different. It's hard. I think that's what I like about it. It challenges you. So I like that. I hate how bad it is in the air here. That's super frustrating. Like, passing here is extremely hard. But yeah, I mean, I just like how it's different and it's hard. So.
Got it. Thank you.
All right, Sheldon, that'll do it. Thank you so much for your time, and congrats on a great run.
All right. Thank you, guys.